Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Yeah, I think we lost the weather there, but just to let you know, it's terrible out. It's awful. It's raining. It's actually really cold as well, apart from anything else. I was outside a few minutes ago, and it's like winter. So they are saying by tonight, we could get minus degrees. There could be frost around the country, some hail. See that? Look, see the way I improvise and do the weather? And by the way, because I always say that, this is what they always end the weather with. There'll be a little bit of Mr. Fog. Anyway, thank you for joining us here till midnight. What a great day, by the way, for some people, as the UK has finally defined the word woman. It's been seen as a huge success and a huge victory for many people who've been fighting for years to define the word woman. Because remember, of course, our own Irish politicians struggle with defining the word woman. If you ask most Irish politicians what is a woman, they kind of won't answer, will they? They'll kind of jiggle around it and then eventually might come out with some sort of word vomit like, oh, whoever wants to be one? I don't know. Well, the UK Supreme Court has issued a historic and definitive ruling, and this is the Supreme Court, which means it can't be challenged, that the term Woman and Sex Inequality Act refer to only biological women and women who are born biological females. So that's it. It's all over. The game is up. That's the way it works. And all this comes back, by the way, to this idea of men identifying as women entering women's sports and spaces. And they wanted to put a stop to that under the Equality Act. And they have achieved that. The people who've been fighting for it for years who are celebrating today. I know J.K. Rowling was very much involved in being, you know, a platformer for that kind of viewpoint. Some people are not very happy about it, obviously. Those who identify as women primarily won't be happy about it, but there's nothing they can do. It's now a Supreme Court decision. America has also ruled, of course, Donald Trump, that there is only two genders, male and female, and you have to be born either. So we're seeing countries now doing a U-turn on what has been around for the last, I suppose, 10 years, this kind of ideology that's been around for 10 years. Some people will claim it's an ideology, they blame it's the truth. Look, we've done topics on this before, this whole idea that somebody can identify as whatever they want, and we almost respect that. You know what I mean? I do respect that. If you want to, you know, claim your whatever, you fire away and claim that. But I'm going to put it like this. It's not up to you to force everybody else to believe that. Like, I'll give you an example. I don't believe in God. If I was talking to a preacher tomorrow, I would listen to him and I would respect him. If I was talking to a Christian. Well, sorry, I have a bit of a sneeze in my nose. I would respect them. And I respect their belief in God. I respect your belief in God if you are a Christian. But I would be horrified in part of that conversation you demanded that I also believe in God. In other words, you said, I'm not leaving this conversation until you believe in God. I don't. So if somebody says to me, look, I identify as a light bulb, or I identify as a woman, or I identify as whatever it is, non-binary, or whatever you want to identify as, that's fine. You fire away and do that. I respect that. That's your problem. That's your thing. That's your bag. That's your thing. That's whatever good for you. But you can't demand other people believe that because you're telling other people how to think. And some people don't believe that. And I think that's a fair way to look at it. You do it. You should be respected for doing it. That's your thing. Nobody should judge you or slag you. But don't demand other people agree with you, because that's what debate and interaction is all about. And that's been the problem, I think, in that debate for the last 5 or 6 years, is the demanding that other people believe it. In other news, the government haven't done anything more, because I'd like to talk about the government, but they really haven't done anything more. Tonight, by the way, we're going to be talking about a husband that doesn't want to bring his kids on holiday and his wife is disgusted. Also, would you buy drugs online? It's becoming extremely popular. I'm not just talking about, you know, we talked about Ozempic there a while ago. People are buying Ozempic, which is the weight loss drug. They're buying it off shady dealers, et cetera, et cetera. But you can buy other weight loss and diet drugs online that are normally available only on prescription. Would you ever do that? Would you ever buy Viagra? Is extremely popular online. The morning after pill, abortion pills. There are lots of pills and that people wouldn't ordinarily go to the doctor for 65 quid and pay a doctor for a prescription. And maybe the doctor might even give it to them, but they feel they want them and they buy them online. You don't need a prescription online. You buy them. A lot of the places online are quite dodgy. You don't even know what you're actually really getting. A lot of the time you do get the right drug. It's a generic version. But a lot of the time they're coming from places all over the world. You don't even know how they're made and what's actually in them. But have you ever done it? Have you ever bought drugs online? Now, the first thing I want to talk about is the government have reportedly shelved their plans to bring in a directly elected mayor for Dublin amid concerns that it could leave the position open to a certain character like Conor McGregor. Back when McGregor visited the White House on St. Patrick's Day, he announced his plans to run for presidency. But that was kind of short-lived. He's now set his sights on the mayorship. Now, to be elected as Lord Mayor, you need to be obviously voted in by city councils at the annual meeting of the city council. Now, the position of mayor is largely symbolic in Ireland, some of the main responsibilities being, you know, chairing meetings of the city councils and representing the county at the public events. Which brings us back to Conor McGregor. He would need to be voted in by city councillors, which he arguably wouldn't stand a very good chance of being done. But there has been talks, like the Limerick mayor, of changing the rules to have a directly elected mayor by the people. This would give McGregor a much better chance of getting elected. The coalition are still hesitant to make the decision, but as Limerick have recently got their first directly elected mayor, John Moran, it has only amplified these concerns. On top of all that, there has been suggestions brought at a recent Dublin Citizens Assembly that mayors should hold more power across a range of sectors, such as housing, transport, infrastructure, healthcare, education, and much more. But what do you think? There's two questions here. Should we have a directly elected mayor like a president? And do you think they should have more power? In other words, a budget to spend on the city. In England, for example, in places like Manchester, they have two mayors. They have a daytime and a nighttime mayor. The nighttime mayor looks after all the nighttime entertainment, the nighttime economy. The daytime mayor looks after all the daytime stuff, like transport and all that kind of stuff. And they do have a lot of power because they get the budget that's given to them, which is distributed then across the city council. So I want to ask you, do you believe or should we have for Dublin a directly elected mayor? Should we have a directly elected mayor in Galway, in Cork? They have one in Limerick. That's a bit of an experiment at the moment, but should we have one? Let us know what you think. The number, as usual, is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. The problem with having a directly elected anything is you can get a good person in or you can get a nutcase in. Let me go to Jerry. Jerry, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you?
Good. Jerry, are you with the idea of a directly elected mayor?
But just to clarify, directly elected is what? Elected by
the people. By the people.
The people. So, you could call it democratic if you want.
Mm.
Now, look, the danger with democracy is great. And, like, you know, we have a democracy in this country for the last 100 years or so.
So we think.
It's great in principle. Mm. The difficulty at the moment, and quite clearly seen in the States, in America, is, you know, social media is influencing everybody. People pick up the phones and they don't know who they're voting for, but they see that this guy's going to promise the sun, moon, and stars like Trump. And they think this guy must be great. And they vote for him. And you have a situation where they don't really know what they're voting for. And the same could happen with the likes of Mr. McGee, as you just called him after.
Mr. McGee. Now, well, some people think Mr. McGee is a great man. Some people obviously don't.
Exactly. Like, in fairness, Niall, I followed that guy from the very start, from his very early days in cage fighting, that sort of thing. I thought he was brilliant. He was a great inspiration for young people. He was a great. He trained very hard. He got results, but he turned completely the other way around.
Okay, let's not go too much into Mr. McGee. But the point is, you don't like him anymore. And look, a lot of people, he's like Marmite. Some people think he's an idiot. Other people do like him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he's like Marmite. And he seems to be a kind of figurehead at the moment for, I suppose, the right, let's say.
Yeah, the alternative.
Yeah.
No, that's all very fine, Niall. But at the same time, the danger, as I just said a few seconds ago, is somebody could be elected that's not up to the job, that, say, has a good following from Instagram or has a good following from a good influencer.
I don't know how influential. You're saying social media is influential. Yes, it gets you votes, right? There's no doubt about it. And I'll give an example. When I ran the European elections, my whole campaign was based around social media. That was probably a bit of a mistake on my behalf. It's not exactly the poster on the poll, and we did have the poster and the posters on the poll too. But if you were to judge by social media, I should have probably got the second seat. And according to Paddy Powers and everyone else, or Boyle Sports, I should have got the second seat. But it doesn't always work like that, because you've got to remember, you take Twitter, for example, it's a bit of an echo chamber. And social media can be a bit of an echo chamber of, and it's only a small percentage of people. It's not as big as people actually think it is. You know what I mean? So there still is a huge amount of the electorate who, you know, don't watch social media. They look at RTE instead, or the interviews on RT Radio 1, or, you know, the social media to them is not everything.
No, it's not everything, but it's very, very powerful at the same time. It has a lot of influence on, especially younger people. The younger generation have the phones in their hands all the time. Their pockets are in their handbags. And that's very easy accessible. And it's very accessible for somebody that's gullible as well.
I suppose that we saw that in the last elections, the general election, where you know, Jerry the Monk Hutch nearly got elected.
Exactly. And there lies the danger, Niall. You know, if you're going to have somebody like a Mayor of Dublin, and just on the subject of Mayor of Dublin, I think they should have more power. And I really think there should be continual power. The difficulty we have with any, say, infrastructural projects we have, for example, the metro, has been going on 25 years or so.
Yeah, there's not even a track light.
Spent close to, I don't know what the cost.
They've spent millions on it, and there hasn't been a shovel put in the ground.
No, which is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Now it's going to cost us 10 times what it would have cost in 2000. But if you had, say, somebody like the mayor, for example, I'm not saying the mayor should be the one, but like the mayor, somebody that's the minister for infrastructure or for transport, to get things done and leave him in the post. Don't take him out of the post every 5 years like the way politicians are taken out. But leave somebody that's for vital stuff for the country in that post. I would say the mayor could have some sort of power to look over those things.
Mm. Like the mayor of currently, the mayor of Limerick. Yeah,
who's the mayor of Limerick?
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure he will get things done. I'm sure he will.
Yeah.
He's got to live up to his
name. He's got a bit of power, unlike other mayors. You know, he's looking after the budgets for the council. Yeah.
100%. But again, the Lord Mayor of Dublin, historically, has probably been a figurehead. You know, it seems to be getting a little bit more clout in the last few years. You know, they got more active, like the, I can't name a few, but I know your woman's shoe. Is a shoe at the...
I couldn't. I hate the Hazel shoe, yeah.
Yeah, she seemed to kind of be more proactive than the normal mayor.
She still doesn't have any power, but they still don't have any power. They can be figureheads. They can shout and roar and say a few things.
They can. But I think, you know, for important infrastructural projects, for the country, secondly, there should be somebody like a mayor that sits over those things and get it done. For example, Michael O'Leary, if he was taken out of job...
You must have been reading my mind. I was just going to mention his name. Go on, yeah.
Yeah, Ryanair wouldn't be flying. Only for him, he keeps things going. He keeps the pressure on the government. He keeps the pressure on the different airports around the world for better prices. He does a lot. You know, I know he's a little bit of a mouthpiece at times.
But he's a businessman.
He's a businessman, exactly. He is. But our country is a business.
Yeah, no. That's what I'm saying. And by the way, I know you don't like Trump. That's fine. You know, everybody has their own opinions and things. You know, I think Donald Trump, you know, as mad as he can be by times, he is a businessman. Yes, he's been bankrupt, but most successful businessmen have been bankrupt many times. But he is a businessman, and he's now running America like a business, which is upsetting the world. Now, I don't know if there's an endgame plan, and look, it all could work.
Mostly dry tonight with clear spells developing early on, a bit cooler than previous nights with lows of minus one to plus 2 degrees.
What
have you
popped in there now?
Yeah,
bad weather.
I don't know what happened there. Anyway. Cold. Yeah, that was meant to be the weather at 9 o'clock. It suddenly started playing now. I have no idea why. Anyway.
The cold is affecting equipment.
Yeah. So, well, I understand the point you're making, but I think you need to run a country like a business to some degree.
Definitely. Yeah, I know, 100% you do. And there lies the problem with politicians. Politicians come into power, be it the Minister for Transport, the Minister for Enterprise, the Minister for Housing, and they change. And then the whole thing goes out the window that they just brought in. And this happens regularly. One contradicts the other. One wants to be, you know, the making the mark for themselves. Whereas undo what's been done. And that's no way to run. I don't think it's a way to run a country. I know it's democratic and they're elected by the people of the country. But they do undo a lot of good that has been done. You know what I mean? And that doesn't make sense. As I say, I don't think you'd have that in a private enterprise. In a normal business, you would have a new CEO going into a new business, but they try to bring that business on further. They try to enhance it. They don't try to bring it back down again. And as I said, that's been historically our problem with politics, with ministers for different.
Just to get before I come to Elaine, the question again, Jerry: should we have a directly elected mayor with more power? Yes or no?
Okay, no. No, not directly elected. That's my sound.
Okay. Well, stay there a second. Elaine, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. How are things?
Good. How would you feel about a directly elected mayor in Cork?
I think we absolutely should have directly elected mayors, to be honest with you, Niall. you know, we need to have cities and people have, like, you know, to take I suppose the strain off the system as well, you know, like faster, you know, local responses to crisis and stuff like that. I mean, affordable housing, transport and stuff like that. Giving power to an elected mayor would help us doing that rather than completely relying on the likes of councils and NGOs and stuff like that. So I'm just listening to your opening statement there as well. And Jerry there talking about, you know, that we need to have people with sense basically in power. And we're saying that we need to run the country like a business. And we're saying that mayors have absolutely no power in the country. But what about the mayor of Derry? Dr. Eboon, whatever her name is.
No, I don't think it's Eboon Joseph. No, she's just, she works, I think, in RTE now or something like that, looking after.
Oh, she is, yeah. But, like, yeah. I mean, she's pushing a racism campaign in Ireland.
Okay, well, you're going down a different road. We're not living in Northern Ireland. I understand a lot of people have an issue with the mayor of Derry.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But just park that for the moment. Let's get back to Cork. Who in Cork do you think would be good enough to be mayor?
Pardon?
Who do you think in Cork would be good enough to be mayor?
I would
like to be mayor. You'd run, would you?
I would, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. It doesn't seem like that hard of a job, and with the people that we have.
Are you joking? Running a city is a hard job. I mean, Cork is a big city. I mean, you've got Cork City and County. It's bigger than Dublin. So, I mean, it's a big area.
See what's running our government, it's totally doable. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah.
The thing that we need to run the country as a business. We don't have businessmen in power. We have people that are everything else but businessmen that require 6 to 8 advisors at a time. So they're not really doing their job either. So, and you know what?
Are you on a speakerphone, Elaine? You're a little bit far away from your phone there. Just pull closer.
Sorry. No, I was just saying there, and I don't fully agree with Conor McGregor and stuff like that. But it'd be no harm in giving him a run, and I feel that
You know what? I would love him to get it just to piss off the government. That's the only reason.
We need to shake things up. I mean, like, you know, why are we so suppressed in this country? And I understand what he said over on the podium in America, but where did he lie? Where was he a liar? He wasn't. He spoke the truth, the man. So yes, we need to have. I think, you know, as well, ethnic people allocated to these positions. For people that understand what's going on in cities, what the city needs, the urge of, you know, people that have fallen between the cracks as well. I just think that we need to rearrange this whole country.
And if I was to ask you, if you were running for mayor tomorrow and you were on RTE now, or you were on Ireland's Classics Radio or News Talk or whatever it was, and you were setting out your stall, what qualifies you to be a mayor, Elaine?
What qualifies me to be a mayor? I suppose what qualifies anyone to be a mayor, Niall? I mean, experience. I know, look, you can go and do politics and you can go and get careers and get degrees and stuff like that. But I think experience with the people, understanding and listening to what the people need on the ground, where people are actually struggling, and empathise with them. And let's get funds allocated to those services and help people. Not because I want power or fame or glory. It's to help, Niall. That's what it is. It's about helping and building and preserving our towns, our heritage, our culture, not bringing people in that haven't a clue what they're doing when they're rearranging the whole lot, you know. So, and I'm pretty sure it's not just a mayor on its own doing their job. There's probably advisors on the side giving help.
Oh, yeah, I'm assuming, well, they would have a staff, yeah. But do me a favour, Jerry and Elaine, stay there. Let me just bring Cormac in before the break. Cormac, hi, how are you?
Hi, good evening, Niall. How are you?
I'm good, Cormac. How are you keeping?
Good. I'm keeping very well, thank you.
Cormac, directly elected mayor, you're in Dublin, I assume. Would that be a good idea?
Well, I think an awful lot has got. I think opinions have got to be formed on the basis of what powers the mayor has. Now, as far as I'm aware, the powers that are being spoken of are quite extensive. They cover housing, transport, community healthcare, roads, transport, and so on and so forth. So, I think if those powers are invested in one man,
as the case may be, yeah.
Okay. Or a man or woman, whoever might be better if it was a woman, actually, in my opinion. But anyway, I think some oversight needs to be conducted by the government in relation to his decisions. Because you could get some really wild decisions going on, and I would favour...
Well, then there's no point. If he can be overruled by the government, then there's kind of no point, really, is there, in having a directly elected mayor with power?
Well, there is, Niall, to some extent, because what we have at the moment is multifarious ministries administering multifarious functions. Now, what I like about the possibility of a directly elected mayor is that these powers would be invested in one individual. So he wouldn't have to be consulting with transport, with the Department of Health, with the Minister for Housing, with the council about roads and so on and so forth. So we'd have one guy directing activities in those areas. So it is quite different. The reason we're not getting anything done in this country, in my opinion, is there's too many departments performing different functions, and they're never brought together to bring things to conclusion.
Mm.
Now, if the powers were invested in one man, in my opinion, that would eliminate all the red tape associated with, say, you know, the Department of Education talking to the Department of Roads about where they're putting a school, and the Department of Roads then talking to transport about how many buses they need and so on and so forth. So, you know, one man making that decision and eliminating all the liaison between those various ministries. But I think with such powers, and I agree with the gentleman earlier who said that it should be for a longer period of time, maybe 5 to 7 years, to allow the guy, you know, bed himself in. But I think a mayor would increase dramatically the efficiency with which our infrastructure is administered by eliminating the need for multifarious ministries to liaise with one another to get anything done.
I also think, just going back to what Jerry said, and Jerry, just before I go into the break, it's very similar to the system in the United States where you've got these federal government and, you know, all the states who all have a governor, which is essentially a mayor. That system seems to work, Jerry, because if we look at the states in America, each one is run like a separate country, with the exception of executive orders. But each one is run like a separate country. So there's different laws, different rules, different spending, different budgets, different allocations for each state. So it seems to work there. Doesn't it? Or does it? What do you reckon, Jerry? Do you like the American system?
I'm not that well up on it, to be honest with you, Niall.
We're suggesting. We're suggesting a directly elected mayor with power, which is like a governor in America, in a state.
I think a change is needed. Definitely a change is needed in the country because, you know, as I said earlier on, for too long, big projects get shelved with different governments coming into power. And that's not the way to do things. You know, why spend $20 million on design work of, for example, the metro and then shelve it? You know, why do that? What's the point?
Exactly, you know, that's a good point.
And the Dublin bus thing, it was the same thing. We had this bus connect thing that was all the go there years ago, and they were cutting in trees in Moby Road, and they were doing this, that, the other. It never happened. You know what I mean? Like, they spent
millions. Some of it did, but not all the plan, yeah.
You know, and this is a regular thing in this country. We spend millions on the consultants, design work, and it never gets done.
Mm.
You know, why go to that trouble? Like, as I said earlier, we should have somebody that if it's given the go-ahead by one government or by a council or by the mayor or somebody that gives it the go-ahead, it should continue.
It's like there's a story in the paper there, I think it was 80,000 or something was spent on a bus stop in Galway that nobody actually goes to, which I thought was ridiculous. This single bus stop with, like, you know, a little kind of glass thing around it at the side of a road that seemingly only two buses a day stop at this particular bus stop, and the council spent 80 grand. It would stop all of that nonsense because a directly elected mayor would also allocate the budgets to the local councils. All right, stay there for a second, lads. I've got to take a quick break. The number's 087-188-0008. Would you vote for Elaine? She wants to be the mayor of Cork. Who would you vote for, by the way? If there was a directly elected mayor in your county, already Limerick already have one. If you're from Limerick, by the way, I want to hear that, how that's going, what's your experience so far with that. But Galway, Cork, everywhere else, Dublin, should we have a directly elected mayor? The reason they probably put the idea on hold is they're probably terrified that Conor McGregor's going to get in. Just to come back to Cormac, if I can, this as well. Cormac, if we were to have a directly elected mayor, you wouldn't have it in all 26 counties, would you? Or would you only have it in the main counties? Well, when I say the main counties, the kind of majorly populated ones.
Well, in the less sparsely populated counties, you could have a regional mayor covering maybe two counties.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's not a bad idea. Okay. Hmm.
That's the only thing I think of. I take your point that
some of the smaller counties, it wouldn't be worth it. No.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, you could get some of the smaller counties like Clare and Galway maybe could be one. Or
Galway's,
you know,
a big county.
Limerick and Clare, or Limerick and some other county bordering it. Mayo maybe in Galway, or Mayo and Clare. You could couple them.
Hmm. Yeah, and I was thinking more like the Athlones and everywhere else. You know,
yeah,
those
yeah.
Are the
well, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you get the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, no, I do. Okay, so overall, but you think it's a good idea. Jerry doesn't. Stay there, Jerry, and stay there, Cormac. Let me go to Rob.
Okay.
Rob, hi, how are you?
Welcome back, Oxygen. Welcome back, Niall.
Thanks very much.
I'm myself. I'm back in business.
Oh,
after
wait.
After three weeks.
Oh, wait, what happened to you for 3 weeks?
You know, chest was playing up, Niall. I couldn't work. I was walking, came in my car. Walk 3 to 4 feet and I couldn't breathe.
Oh, I know that feeling. Yeah.
Do you know that? Yeah. I'm walking up a flight of stairs or down a flight of stairs.
You're breathless, out of breath. Yeah.
Breathless, completely out of breath.
And what was it?
A hard playing up.
What was it, a viral infection you have or something?
No, that cardiomyopathy, they call it, heart failure.
Oh, right. Oh, are you okay now?
It's a new thing to my list of complaints now.
And are you fixed? Did they fix you?
Yeah, they push on all different tablets and all that, and lifestyles and all the same.
Yeah.
Put me on blood pressure tablets and beta blockers and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
I'll tell you one thing, though, it's an eye opener being in there as well.
Oh, I know.
The 3 weeks, I noticed. It's not really done for you. The hospitals are angry.
I'm going to tell you a quick story. I know we don't have a huge amount of time, right?
Yeah.
But I noticed so much going wrong in the system, right? So there's a lad comes in. Sorry for keeping everybody now talking about this, but you might be interested. So in the 3 weeks I was in, I was in hospital for 4 weeks altogether, but 3 weeks and a week separately. And one guy comes in and he starts asking me all these questions about my waterworks, right? And, you know, is everything okay there? And I said, yeah. Are you going properly? Yeah. Is the pressure okay? Yeah. I said, listen, there's nothing wrong down there. I said, it's fine. And then he says, okay, can I do a prostate test? And I went, okay. And so he did his prostate exam. So he goes out the room.
Finger.
Yeah, so he goes out of the room and he arrives back in about a half an hour later with a nurse with a, what you call it, catheter in his hand. And he
oh,
says,
lovely, I got one of them.
And he says, I'm just going to put this in to make it easier. I said, make it easier for what?
Yeah.
I said, there's nothing wrong with me. And he says, just to make it easier for you to pee. I said, I don't need that. I said, I can walk to a toilet. What was that about? You know?
I said that as well.
Can I just say to anybody, if you don't need a catheter, don't get one, because it increases your chances, by the way, of getting an infection in your, you know.
And the pain of that going in.
Yeah. Okay. So, but this guy, it's a perfectly healthy person, when I say otherwise healthy, person, wanted to put in a catheter. And I said, for what? And I just had to throw that in there. And another woman came in one day, thought I had diabetes, wanted to check my blood sugar. So I said, I don't have diabetes.
I got all that wrong, yeah.
And she said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong room. And I go, oh, God. Okay, stay there, Jerry Cormack. Rob, sorry, getting back to the topic,
yeah,
Rob. You haven't answered my question. So a directly erected mayor, the reason they've kind of held it off, it seems, is that they don't want Conor McGregor getting in. But would it be of any benefit?
They want one of their own getting in.
Well, they do, don't they? Just like they do with the presidency.
A particular party appointee.
Yeah. So.
And here's the just on a side issue again. They're trying to carve up the presidency team now in October, November this year with now Fianna Gael's tone, because Fianna Fáil have had it and the left have held the presidency, and now FG have decided that's their tone.
I don't remember ever having a lefty president, or although they've all been left, sorry, I don't remember.
Yeah, like Mary Robinson.
Yeah, no, they were all lefties. I don't remember having a right-wing president at any stage.
Mary McAleese was one.
Ah, she wasn't really right.
Not really, she wasn't, though.
No,
she was an FF appointee.
Yeah. But the reason, of course, that you have to get elected by councils or by senators in the Oireachtas is to keep the politics in it, to keep the politicians in there. But okay,
honestly, and
that should be changed too in our constitution.
It's similar. I mean, this is mirroring the mayor thing. The mayor thing would be, unless that the mayor has loads of power, plenty of revenue, to get it,
that would be the idea, the same as they do in Limerick. But the mayor would be given a budget every year for the city, and they would allocate that budget, you know, to infrastructure, transport, housing, whatever it happens to be. That would be part of their job.
Mm-hmm.
But it would.
And they would have that, would they not? Well, and have all the finances attached as well.
Yeah, but that would have to be the job. You know what I mean?
Because these mayors are that they appoint and what have you. Some are just political hacks.
Would you trust one person to make decisions for a city?
No, you couldn't.
Unless it was the right person. You know what I mean?
They're a rarity. I trust you.
Ah, thanks very much, Rob. I'd make a good mayor. Jerry, would you vote for me as a mayor?
I would, of course, Niall. Definitely.
Thanks, Jerry. Cormac, would you give me a vote as a mayor?
Absolutely, no doubt about that.
Yeah, there's my next venture, folks. I'm now going to run for mayor of Dublin.
Why not? You got enough votes in the Euros to get yourself elected very comfortably.
Yeah, sorry, Rob. Yeah, go ahead.
Just thinking then, when the Euros, you just missed out.
Yeah.
Right? You just missed out.
Yeah.
Look what you would have been on there now.
What do you mean?
Money for old rope.
Yeah. But for me, it wouldn't have been money for old rope. I genuinely wanted the job. I can tell you now, the vast majority of MEPs that went over there didn't really want the job. They just wanted the salary. I wanted the job. I genuinely want. I mean, look at, for example, you know.
I think the only ones that work hard are the Eastern European ones.
Aon O'Riordan. Yeah, you're right. Aon O'Riordan got the job, right? Because he got those transfers from the Green Party and took my seat, right? The seat that I believe should have been mine. But anyway, so he went, and his slogan was, "For the love of Dublin." That was his slogan.
So good.
Okay, what a great slogan. Anyway, so he went over there. I haven't heard him talk about Dublin at all. All I've heard him talk about is Israel and Palestine.
Oh, yeah, and Hungary. He hates Hungary.
Oh, he does, yeah. He does.
He hates him.
Okay, well, leaving all that aside, Robert, you just don't think it would work unless you got the right person. That would be the risk, wouldn't it?
That is the risk. There's plenty of good candidates out there, don't get me wrong. Plenty.
Who like, think of somebody you think would be a good mayor?
Nick Delahunty, straight away.
Yeah.
Peter Dooley.
Peter's a good guy. He's on the show regularly here. Yeah, he's a clever guy.
That's right.
Yeah. I wouldn't have said that about 10 years ago.
More businessmen.
Jerry, can you think of anyone else? Jerry, you mentioned Michael O'Leary. Who else?
Michael O'Leary, he comes to mind. He's probably, too busy with his own.
He's not going to want, no.
But the likes of some of this, I'm not that well up in football, but you get some of the managers that bring a team together and they bring them through. It might be the junior league or the senior league or the Dublin manager. The people that are driven to make things
and bring people together. Yeah.
Yeah. That's who you want. Somebody that has a little bit of street cred already and has a track record of getting things done. Nobody comes to mind, unfortunately, at the moment. But I'm just giving an example. Somebody like that has track record, that has a proven track record. Not somebody, as you say, that's jumping on it because they want to get the money. You need to have credentials for this sort of job. You need to have experience. You need to have time in your hands to do the job, and time that you've already built up, showing what.
And that's where the parties will jump in then and say that they have all that.
Isn't that the idea? We want to take it away from the parties. We want to take it away from being voted in by councillors. We want to give it to the people and let them vote it. You know?
The other way might be, and this is a completely long shot from my point of view, but you know the way that the stars in your eyes and the dancing with the stars, they have a vote at the end of this series where the people in the audience vote so many, and then the phones open up and the people, the public, general public, they vote. And they add them all up together, and they get a winner. I'm not saying that's exactly what should happen, but I think if you give the people, say, some voice, but they're not less.
I'd love to take it away from the councillors altogether, because then you're taking it away from politics, and that's what Rob is saying. You know, because with the majority of councillors out there are idiots. You know what I mean? Some of them are good, but the majority are idiots.
But see, if they need to have a certain say in this, because they've historically had a say in it. So leave them have a certain amount of say. Split it up. It's just an idea I have. It's a wild goose.
Cormac, who would you vote for, or who would you like to see as mayor of Dublin? Who do you think would make a good mayor of Dublin, apart from me? Oh, Cormac is gone, is he? Are you gone, Cormac?
He's having a hard think.
The thing in the floozy, whatever you call it, the floozy and the jacuzzi.
Stay there for a second. Let me go to Bernie. Bernie, hi, how are you?
I'm grand, Niall. How are you?
Yeah, we lost Cormac there. I don't know where he went. I think he's gone off to make a cup of tea.
He's gone on voting for himself.
Maybe. Bernie, who would you vote for? But in relation to the mayor, in Galway, for example, in your county, should you have a directly elected mayor?
I think that it should be down to the people.
Hmm.
I think keep it away from politics and councillors and all that, and bring it to the heart of the people and let the people take somebody that they feel like. At the moment, the girl who found the Tuam Babies would be an ideal candidate for Galway, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
Catherine Corliss, she has proven track record. She searched and everything. She would be ideal if we were allowed to vote. But again, it would be down to the people. It wouldn't be down to, you know, anything else. That's what I feel now.
That's the problem, Bernie. It seems to people that have to be allowed their vote to do that. And who allows them to vote to government?
Yeah, you see, I mean, look at what happened when we all got our votes to vote for the recent elections. Like, most of us down here never voted for any main parties, and yet they got in again. So what do we do?
Mm.
You know, like, we see our hands are tied all the time. Yeah. We think the right people are going to get in, and we're let down every time.
I can't understand how people just vote for the same old, same old.
Me too. I mean, I'm shocked. At the moment in Dublin, I mean, the guy who's run the Dublin football team, one of the guys who've retired from the Dublin football team,
Jim Gavin.
They've all proven track record. They worked hard for their team. They promoted Dublin really well. Somebody from that area would be fantastic.
Yeah.
And they would, you know, grow the image of Dublin. They would promote Dublinness, you know, Dublinish in all of us. You know, they get to the young people through the GA. They'd have a great positive attitude. And, you know, get Dublin back to the Dublin people, which is needed.
Well, is it? You think so? The only thing, the road to Dublin or something. The only thing that was useful about Dublin was the road to Dublin or something.
The only thing they said, but that was in the Lonely Planet. I think it was about Drogheda. The only thing good in Drogheda was the road to Dublin.
But I mean, you know, like, there's loads of people who have done things for Dublin over the years, and they're silent about it. They never got any acknowledgement.
Hmm.
The problem becomes, so if you did get somebody, even a local Dublin or whatever, that no political affiliations, and you start throwing money or investing money into certain projects.
Yeah, well, hang on, just before I go to the break, stay there, Bernie. I want to just go back to Cormac again. Cormac, are you back?
Yes, I'm back. The line broke up for a while.
We thought you went to make a cup of tea. Cormac, just before I go to the break, if you had an opportunity to vote for somebody for Mayor of Dublin tomorrow, leaving current company aside, who do you think would make a good Lord Mayor of Dublin?
I think there's a number of people. I mean, Michael McDool would be an ideal candidate. Bertie Ahern could possibly get elected.
Mm.
And I think you'd have a very good chance yourself. And I'm not just saying that, but, you've amassed an incredible amount of votes from Dublin people, and I think you'd be very hard to beat.
No, thanks very much. I think Bertie, the problem with Bertie is, and I don't know whether he'll run for presidency this year, some are saying he will, some are saying he won't. I think the problem for him is the skeletons in the closet will keep coming back out again every time he runs for something. You know, in relation to not having the bank account, the Moriarty Tribunal, all that.
Okay.
You know, so I think that's all going to be dragged up every time.
But Michael McDool would be an ideal candidate.
He is a good guy.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bernie, what are you trying to say there?
I said, you know, besides yourself, you're clean. You have the country at your heart. I don't see why you shouldn't go for it.
Mm. If they make it available.
You know, I mean, you definitely.
Why not go for it, Niall? What have you got to lose?
Well, they haven't announced it yet. Anyway, I think they're putting it on hold. They probably won't do it now until next time. They were meant to do it this time, but I think the fear at the moment is if they change the way they do it, Conor McGregor might get in, and I don't think they want that for some reason. Do me a favor, stay there for a second, lads and ladies. I should be back to you in a second. I've got to take text and keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Just to mention as well, if you are a big fan of The Apprentice. The final is tomorrow night. We will be talking to Jordan Dargan, who will be with us a little bit later on. Jordan, the Irishman who was eliminated only last week, by the way, in the semi-finals. We'll be talking to Jordan, and maybe he might just tell us who won it. Hmm. Mm. Well, what are you saying? Who else has gone there? Bernie, do you watch The Apprentice?
No.
No, okay. I do. I'm a big fan. I think it's
great. What about Pat Kenny for Dublin Mayor?
Oh, no.
Dustin the turkey.
Do you know what? If Dustin ran, he probably would get the job. Because he represented the Irish. Pat, you know, I looked up to Pat years ago as a great broadcaster when I started out first. And he is still a great broadcaster, don't get me wrong. But I don't agree with him. I don't agree with his opinions on anything. I find he's gone way too far to the left. And he's a bit, years ago, he used to challenge the government quite a lot. I don't believe he challenges them as much now as he used to. And mind you, I know he's getting a bit older, but that's still not the case. He's still a great broadcaster. You should be doing the same thing. So, I don't buy into Pat's narratives.
Desi Farrell, the Dublin manager.
Yeah, maybe.
No, he's still, I mean, the Dubs are doing great at the moment, and, you know, he's doing a great job, and you know, let's go for it.
Okay, well, hang on. Let me just go to Anthony and Kathy as well. Anthony, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you. Anthony, do you think we should have a directly elected mayor in your county, which would be Cork, of course, which is a big county and city? Should there be a directly elected mayor?
I don't really think it would make any difference at the end of the day.
Would you have one person making some level of decisions?
Well, does anybody make decisions in this country anymore? I think the EU make decisions.
If you had a directly elected mayor with new powers, it would be like the idea would be to give them a budget, which they would then allocate to different things.
Well, I don't know how that would work out, really. Honestly, at the end of the day, I think it's just window dressing, to be quite honest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody, a directly elected mayor, apologies, my voice, I've laryngitis for the last 3 weeks.
Jeez, everybody's ill. It's terrible, isn't it?
Yes, I don't know. I think you're spreading it to everybody, are you?
I'm spreading it to the airwaves.
Good to hear you back again anyway.
Thanks.
But apart from that, like, I don't really think there's any point in directly elected Lord Mayor. I don't think it would make any difference to Cork.
No.
I really don't, or to any other city.
Is there anybody in Cork, like, you know Cork better than I do, so is there anybody in Cork you think would be fit for the job that might make a difference if they were given a bit of power?
Well, the only examples we have now, to our embarrassment, are Micheál Martin and Simon Coveney. That's got a...
But why are you picking two political figures?
Well, who else will do it?
Micheál Martin. Jerry, what do you think of Micheál Martin?
No, look, Micheál's fine.
And he's a nice guy.
He's done a great job for the last couple of years. But just back to on Micheál or Michael, I just thought about one person you mentioned earlier on. Michael McDowell, I read his column in the Times every Wednesday. The guy makes a lot of sense.
Oh, he does?
You know, really does. He has a lot of knowledge. He's a lot of...
He's a former Minister for Justice, yeah. Yeah.
He's somebody I would definitely, yourself and Michael McDowell would definitely be my top two. 100%.
Yeah, I know. I was just about, when Annie mentioned Micheál Martin,
Micheál Martin, I'm not sure, like, he's from Cork, I know that, and the other guy there is from Cork, and fair play to you. But, you know, I think
he's not a leader. Micheál is a nice guy.
Yeah.
But he's not a leader.
You could count on one hand the number of Cork people that actually like Micheál Martin, I can tell you that.
I'm sure there's more than one hand. Well, you know, when he went over to the White House, he sat there like a schoolchild. I genuinely don't believe he was impressive. I don't think he's an impressive person. I think he's a really nice guy, maybe. I don't know. I don't know him. But just I don't see leadership in Micheál Martin, and I never have. That's just my own personal view. Some people may see that in him. I don't know. Anyway.
Window dressing.
Okay, let me go to Kathy as well. Kathy, hi, how are you?
I'm not too bad, I suppose. Let me think. Do you know Councillor Gavin Pepper?
From Finglas, yeah.
Yes. He arranged two protests outside the door. One was against, you know, the paedophile sympathiser.
Oh, don't. Let's not go down the road of the story, okay? Against a judge, which he wasn't happy with, okay? Don't mention names, please.
Yeah. No, but he arranged a brilliant demonstration about that. And he also spoke at a thing about that girl, Nicola, whose child is over in England, the footballer's kid.
Again, that particular case is at a family law court. People can't understand. I get emails about that particular case all the time asking why we won't discuss it on the air. We can't. It's a family law case. They're in-camera cases. They're not allowed to talk about it in the media. So, I can't let you discuss that either. But here's the thing. And I'm not having a go at you. Gavin is a good guy, generally speaking. A good guy, generally speaking, and he really cares about his community, about Finglas and the people of Finglas, and he tries his best to get everything for them, and that's his job, and that's what he's meant to do, and he does a good job of it. Sorry, Cathy, if I upset you, but both things that you talked about, we cannot discuss. We're not allowed to discuss because obviously they're within the court system, so we're not allowed. You can talk about them out in the street if you want, or on social media, but you can't discuss them on radio. So the question we're asking tonight is: do we have, or should we have, a directly elected mayor? And Bernie, my concern with the directly elected mayor is it would be a great idea if we get the right person, but if we vote in the wrong person, it's a disaster.
I know, but Niall, like, I mean, look what we have at the moment, and we didn't even vote them in, and they still got in.
Mm-hmm.
And like Malachy Steenson, I think would be another good guy for Lord Mayor of Dublin.
Mm. Yeah, Malachy cares about his city. He does care about his city. There's no doubt about that.
You want people who have the grassroots of Dublin in their hand.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I do agree with Michael McDougall. You know, Bertie Ahern, no, I think somebody fresh. We need somebody that's not, we haven't, the name is new. And we've seen them in, you know, like Malachy has a good track record in my opinion, to date. He has the people in his heart. He's listening and he's doing his best to help.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, Michael McDougall, I think he makes a very good point. I think he's very logical in the way he thinks. Again, he'd be a good person to have. He wouldn't run with the first hare. He would listen to the people and come back with a proper outcome for everybody. And that's what we need at the moment.
Well, people keep saying about Bertie Ahern for mayor or Bertie Ahern for president. I don't think that's going to. I don't think he's going to bother because I don't know what age is Bertie now. Is he 80?
He's in. He's coming near it. He's heard that he has a great pension from his other job.
He doesn't need the money.
Need someone who's not on a pension. You need someone who's.
Then again, Bernie, he does. God love him. He doesn't have a bank account. You know.
Yeah, but he got great elocution classes.
He did, yeah. Yeah.
He got great elocution classes, in fairness to him.
Do you know that was the most hilarious thing in Irish history? The Minister for Finance, a Minister for Finance who didn't have a bank account. You couldn't make that up. Yeah,
no. And he got elocution classes. And he's not the Lyra and Rick Sarah anymore.
Yeah, go on out with that. What did he used to say? Go on out with that, you spanner. Yeah, do you remember? What was it he said one time that he got into huge trouble about for people who were knocking the economy, who were giving out about the economy? Why don't you just go into a room and kill yourselves or something? Was it, Jerry? What did he say?
To the naysayers.
Yeah, to the naysayers. Yeah.
Naysayers. Yeah, that was his favorite quote.
Yeah. Okay.
It might have got to the dictionary at this stage.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Niall.
Yes.
He said that about the Taoiseach at the time. He said... You should go into a room with a bottle of whiskey and a shotgun and shoot yourself.
Or something like that. That's right. Something along those lines.
Yes.
Imagine if somebody in politics said that now, they wouldn't last very long. Absolutely not. Bernie, by the way, the presidential election is coming soon. It does look like Mairead McGuinness is in the forefront there for the job. Yeah. I mean, have you thought about who should be the president?
Michael McDougall. Yeah, I still think he'd be good. Or the guy from Ain 2 might be good.
Oh, you think so? Padder, Tobin.
Yeah, I think he's very good at questioning and things. I think he'd be a good representative. He's very polished in my head.
Okay. All right. Well, listen. Thank you very much indeed, Jerry, and thank you, Bernie. I appreciate you staying as long as you did, both of you on the phone. After the break, by the way, we're going to be talking about drugs. We're not going to be talking about drugs. That's a little bit later. After the break, we're going to be talking about an interesting email from a husband who doesn't want to bring his kids on holidays. He surprised his wife for 2 weeks away on holidays. But to her surprise, he didn't book the kids in. They've got three kids and he thinks it's a great opportunity for him and her to get a bit of them time and not bring the kids. She's horrified that he would even dream of doing such a thing, of trying to get away from the kids for 2 weeks. But is he right? You need a break from your kids, or is it just selfish of him to want to go away without the actual kids? They're going off to Greece. Very nice. Is it selfish to want to go away without your children? Let me know what you think. The number is 087.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.